The Pasco County DEC is providing this podcast as a public service in order to let you know more about the issues and ideas which Democrats have identified as being very important for voters, and also to provide a forum for Democratic candidates for office. Our podcasts are open to anyone interested in how Pasco Democrats are dealing with the important issues of the day. You can check out our PascoDems.com website and also on Facebook, Pasco Dems, and the views expressed by the guest and host on our podcast are their own, and not the official views of the Pasco County Democratic Party or Democratic Executive Committee. And today we have Raquel Rivera, who is an interesting Democrat. She is very much involved in a lot of things in Pasco County, has been out doing a lot of stuff in terms of the election coming up. And I want to welcome her here. And the first thing I want to let you do, Raquel, is this. Tell us about who you are and where you came from.
Okay. My name's Raquel Rivera. I was born in Puerto Rico and came to the States when I was about 5 years old. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. My mom was very active. She was a Democrat union member for the hospitals, because she was a lab tech. So in New York, she was in the union, and I kind of followed suit. We even have a picture of holding Kennedy's picture up during his election time. So my mom was very pro Democrat. Mm-hmm. I'm also I'm a retired seventh grade science teacher from Hillsborough County, and I am presently the vice president for the Democratic Public Education Caucus of Pasco.
Okay. All right, well, that helps a great deal. So you were around at the time when West Side Story was on, right, in New York? And
yeah.
Did you ever see it?
I saw the old movie with Rita Moreno, and then I did see the new version of West Side Story. So yes, the old black and white, absolutely, with George Shakiris.
Well, when I was my first year in college at Ithaca College, there was a fellow on my floor who actually had been a dancer in West Side Story.
Wow!
He was about 5 feet tall, but you know, very thin, but. He always dressed like he was in New York City, Manhattan, or something. Anyway, beyond that.
Absolutely,
What do you think is the most important issues that Democrats in Pasco, in Florida, and the world, what are the most important issues that Democrats are facing today?
It's the most... to me, is that this misinformation, you know, I don't understand how everybody's just, you know, just become so stupid, actually, and believe these things that are going on that are not true. Mm-hmm. So I feel that, you know, trying to get that message across, I don't know how we, you know, all we can do is support the Democrats and keep, you know, get involved. For sure, mm-hmm. Get voters out, because even if, you know, I feel like even if they have money, if people don't go out and vote, it's not going to make a difference. Right. So really, they can have tons of money, but if you don't go out and get the vote, I just don't get it. You know, even yesterday at Heritage Park, there was somebody that was walking by, and we said, oh, can we register you? They said, no, you know. So, you know... and of course, you know, a lot of people, I think that we need to go on common ground, what everybody's concerned about, you know, the economy, jobs, and things like that. So I'm sure there are Republicans that feel that, and Democrats alike, you know, we have the same issues. Mm-hmm. So meeting on common ground, but it's very disheartening to know that people just fall for things that aren't true, even when they're faced with the evidence. You know, it's so disheartening.
Yeah, I know it is. And it was something I was reading in the paper this morning. I forgot where it was now, but It was exactly the same thing. People just do not seem to have any way of finding out what is true and what is not true, and are not making the effort. Oh, I know what it was, yes, because on social media, particularly on Facebook and so forth, they're not doing their job in terms of keeping some of this stupid stuff off. They want to claim everybody's freedom of speech, but at some point, freedom of speech is no longer free when it's doing such a bad job. Anyway, I'll get off that for a moment. When you're talking with people, Raquel, when you're out with the Democrats knocking on doors or phone banking and so forth, what kinds of things are people coming back to you about? What are they responding with?
I mostly, people want, even yesterday, this lady, Cindy, that I spoke to for a little bit while trying to have her become part of the club, they were just, you know, trying to, you know, this whole misinformation, that was what she was talking about, you know. Mm-hmm. We have to, you know, have these issues that are, you know, the facts. You know, though, of course, they'll just backfire. And yeah, it's all about power and winning, you know, forget about what the truth really is, you know. But yeah, I think most average people are too busy with daily lives to research things, you know. For instance, this year, I found out, me being a long-time Democrat, that the local primaries and things like that are the ones that are really important. Mm-hmm. The legislature, the local.
Right.
Whereas most people feel it's the governor, you know, they go out to vote for the governor and the president, but they need to focus on the local elections.
That's a very good point.
That is really major.
Right. We can see what the Republicans are trying to do at this point in terms of packing school boards.
And that, oh, yes.
And you, as a former teacher, a retired teacher, let's talk about education for a while. What do you think the Democrats should be doing about education in Florida and in Pasco County?
Well, tonight I'm going to the school board because we're going to be there supporting James Washington.
Right.
So we'll be wearing purple. But there's, you know, schools are for teaching. They're not for, he's talking about, oh, parental rights, but you're excluding other individuals, and that's not right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, taking stickers, you know, safe space stickers out of the classroom, banning books.
Right.
Where is that educating our youth? Actually, you're doing the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because what are they going to do in the future when they go out in the world and they don't know anything?
Right.
You know, exactly. He talks about indoctrination, but that's exactly what they're doing.
Absolutely. In fact,
and they're excluding books.
Yeah, as a science teacher, you dealt with facts, right, in teaching
exactly.
students.
Exactly, information-based. Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's about information, and does this prove something? You know, can you prove the what happened, mm-hmm. you know? But yes, we're... If not, you're going to have the stupidest youth you've ever had. You
yep.
know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They're not going to be critical thinkers, because when I left in 2020, this was the big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Critical thinkers, rigorous, you know, rigorous debate and rigorous information, you know. But if you're excluding books that kids can't even make up their minds, you know, who's indoctrinating? You are.
Right, right. I remember a long time ago when I was teaching up in Massachusetts, we had a rather salty old teacher. Her name was Dorothy, and Dorothy told it as it was. And she had been teaching for like 40 years. And I remember one time, when at the beginning of the school year, we were told by the superintendent that they were going to try something new. And they wanted to make sure that people were going to deal with teaching basics and so forth. And this woman stood up. She was in her late 60s, and she looked at the superintendent and 300 teachers and says, "What do you think we've been doing?" And it brought down the house, because it was another one of those things where so often some of the people who are in charge of things do not seem to get it, that teachers have been doing a good job all along. What do you think should be done for teachers at this point to encourage people to get into the profession and to keep them there?
Well, for sure, the pay, because, I mean, every time it was about the pay. You know, up north, I was raised in New York, they pay much more than they do down here.
Oh, right.
But that's a big deal, especially nowadays when you know, they can go out and get another job. There were plenty of guys that were teaching, and they would go, no, I'm leaving because I got paid more at Home Depot.
Yeah.
Doing something that doesn't require all this clerical work, dealing with parents, dealing with the behavior in the classroom. The classroom management is a big deal, you know?
The real thing, and obviously Florida is so far down in terms of paying teachers. When I was teaching in Massachusetts, I made $30,000 a year less than my brother in teaching in New York State, who was teaching elementary art. He made $30,000 a year more than I did, and I had three master's degrees, so it didn't seem
like
it. Yeah. Anyway, I want to ask you this, while we're at it, in terms of what do you think is the greatest challenge for the United States at this point over the next decade or so?
We have to turn this around to... I know, it's having family members that also are believing some of this stuff is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get people to vote, and we have to keep educating them, you know, on what our philosophy is in the Democratic Party.
Okay.
We have to get them to vote. We have to get them to vote and put out more messages out there and just...
Okay. And let's talk about women's rights for a moment. What do you think we should be doing in that area?
Well, first, they should have codified that Roe versus Wade. That's one thing that they didn't do. It fell short on that. Again, continue promoting. You know, we have to go out there and protest. We have to go out there and... put things into in legislatures and elect people that are, you know, pro-choice.
Yeah.
You know, and again, the message being that affects both. It doesn't matter what partnership you're in, you know, what partisan you're on, you know, what side, if you're Republican or Democrat or independent, it affects all women across the board.
Right.
You know, so you need to have pro-choice, because if anything happens, at least that's there.
Yeah.
If you're on the other side, you don't have to do that.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do something you don't want.
Right. It's certainly the Equal Rights Amendment should be passed finally.
Yes, absolutely. Because like Clarence Thomas said, they're coming down. They're coming after the LGBTQ as well.
Yeah.
You know, and all those, like he said, and I don't doubt that they would do something like that. But yeah, we have to get more people voting and get these Democrats into positions. And again, at the local level, that is the biggest thing, really. People don't, because you know what? People don't have time to research things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 68 and I'm like just learning some of these things now. And that's because I became involved.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably a very important point to remember.
Yeah.
It's a very important point to remember, because lots of times a lot of us who get involved sometimes tend to forget that the person with a full-time job and raising a family, they're not necessarily, you know, getting the same effort into things as some of us who have a little more time. What do you think about it? What should we do in terms of getting a cleaner environment?
Oh, we definitely have to pass what President Biden was talking about, that Reduction Act, you know, and fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pursue the research on those and listen to the scientists.
Yeah.
They know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
About, you know, even back when Al Gore was saying this way back when.
Yeah. Yeah. How about gun reform?
And people thinking things are going to be around forever, you know?
Where do you stand on gun reform?
Oh, my gosh. Please. Do we need ARs in the street? No way. This is ridiculous. That is the most... And the solutions that they come out with, oh, let's put guards at all the doors. Let's do, you know, and making us accountable. They're making the teachers, they put the burden on the teachers and the students. I don't understand that. If we did not have a gun on the streets, these were, and even,
yeah,
right, just put up the AR, but they don't even want to do that.
Yeah. Now let's take one last topic here.
Military weapons.
Let's take one last topic, Raquel, and that is you've spent many years in the classroom. I want you now to say, look, if you had your way of doing it, you're looking at the last class of the year. You've got a group of 30 students in front of you, and if you were able to push a button and make sure they were going to do what you wanted them to do in their future, what are the kinds of things you would say to a young person growing up and going out into the world after high school?
I would say, be a citizen that looks at the issues, that definitely makes voting a habit, because apparently a lot of people do not take this seriously. And that starts, if you don't vote, your government is going to it encompasses everything else you do.
Mm-hmm.
It encompasses everything you do. Mm-hmm. And of course, let's have some critical thinkers out there. You know, don't just buy into what they're saying. Be researchers. Look into things and follow the truth. And, you know, and again, the truth is skewed because they'll have arguments for both sides. But you do the research.
Mm-hmm.
You have to become part of the community and learn and keep learning. Because, again, learning is a lifetime event.
In fact, I'll ask you this. What sources do you trust the most in terms of getting information? The newspaper, radio, or TV, or what?
Let's see. I do listen to some radio. I listen to, I do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I don't usually listen to podcasts, but I do listen to some news. I listen to NPR. I try to be very, you know, objective.
Okay.
With what they're saying. But again, what makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
What includes everyone?
Yeah.
I don't think it takes that much.
Mm. Well, listen,
but you got to do your homework.
I want to thank you, Raquel, for your time and certainly for your efforts these days. You're popping up everywhere. And I certainly, as a fellow Democrat,
I try. I
appreciate that very much. Anything final you want to say?
You have to go out there and vote. You have to. If we want there to be a change in Florida, you have got to get out there and vote and do your research. You know, you got to look. You got to make some time, you know, because this affects your future.
Okay.
It affects everything.
Okay. Thank you, Raquel Rivera. Thank you for your thoughts today, and thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.